Ramon Morris of New York and Wade Martin from Arizona are the latest U.S. soldiers died here in Afghanistan. They lost their lives when a roadside bomb placed by the Taliban near the Bagram airfield hit their vehicle. And it has yet again reminded foreign troops here that the Taliban remains undefeated. Such attacks normally drop during winter time.
It is the Bilateral Security Agreement, or BSA, that has prompted the Taliban to step up their bombings against NATO forces in recent weeks. Taliban do not want to give up the fight as long as foreign troops are based in Afghanistan.
Roadside bombings are no more the biggest killer. The Taliban are changing their tactics. They now launch commando-style attacks even on military compounds. This is the aftermath of such attacks on a U.S. military base here in Kabul. The base was left in ruins. It was soon followed by similar assaults in other cities. But what went wrong? Why U.S. failed to defeat the Taliban?
The U.S. military operations like nighttime raids on Afghan homes that usually cause civilian deaths have created a huge gap between local people and foreign troops on the ground. The U.S. government did not listen to Afghans too when it came to how to deal with insurgency. They relied on their own plans.
So far this year, 74 U.S.-led troops have been killed here in Afghanistan. The overall number of foreign deaths in this conflict is nearly 3,500, most of them Americans. But local Afghans remain the number one victims. Nearly 8,000 people died and wounded in 2014 alone. The Taliban have caused the bulk of the deaths.
By the end of this year, NATO forces are expected to go back home. Thousands of U.S. forces have already closed their military bases as part of their drawdown mission. But the war will not end. It will continue, as over 10,000 American forces will be staying here until 2016. The Pentagon has announced this. Some more casualties are expected. Faiz Khurshid, Press TV, Kabul.